When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart.
Hi, this is Chaplains Timothy Burdick
and Stephanie Burdick,
and we'd like to welcome you to the Visions of Love podcast, reaching out to the spiritually and physically blind throughout the world.
Hello, folks, and welcome to the Visions of Love podcast. In today's episode, we continue our interview with Todd Flowers, who is with Nashville Inner City Ministries. We hope you enjoy the conclusion of this wonderful interview. And thank you so much for listening.
And it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made. When it's all about you. It's all about you. Thank you.
to contact us, all you need to do is go to mynvm.com.
NVM is an acronym for New Vision Ministries.
If you want to contact us, there's a contact form on the website. Or if you don't know Christ or need prayer, please call 507-369-6861. Thank you.
And now for part two of our interview with Todd Flowers.
How does that camp differentiate from day camp?
Our day camp is actually, it's an academic day camp. We started that about 7 years ago. And our goal was to kind of bridge the gap that is created when children step out of school in the spring semester in May and don't go back until the fall semester in August. And everything that they learn during the school year leaks out during the summer. And in a lot of cases, they have to start over or they have to start back 3 or 4 steps from where they ended up in May. And so some of our volunteers had talked about bridging some of that gap. And so what we ended up doing was hiring some of our volunteers that are Metro National School teachers for 5 or 6 weeks during the summer. And we will bring in a group of about 75 or 80 6-year-olds up to about 14-year-olds into 3 age groups. We've never gone beyond those age groups. We'd love to do something for teenagers, but just haven't been able to get over those hurdles to find that personnel to do that. But the kids, it's what it's grown into is actually a waiting list now where parents sign their kids up because they know it's a healthy, safe activity for their kids. It gets them out of the streets in the community during the summer for those weeks. And what the kids don't realize is they have no idea that they're going to school when they come at 8:30 in the morning. They're coming having a good time, and they're learning, but they have no idea that they're actually going to school because what they're learning and the way they're learning and the way their day is divided up, and they're primarily doing reading assignments. We bring in campaign groups from across the country to kind of partner up those weeks, so I don't just have a school teacher in the room. I've got 3 or 4 teenagers from a youth group in New Mexico or Texas or Oklahoma that are in each one of those classrooms. So there's, you know, 15 or 20 campaigners that are there that week. And the kids are climbing all over the teenagers that are visiting with us. And they're their reading buddies, their table leaders, or their playground leaders for the day. And so they're getting a lot of attention. But behind the scenes, they're improving their math levels and their reading levels. And our teachers actually measure their reading levels. They either get their scores from Metro schools, and they can do that because they're school teachers there. They get their reading at the beginning of summer, and then they retest them again at the end of the summer. And one of my favorite things is at the end of the summer when I get to kind of sit back and watch the teacher read those reading levels off to their students and show them that they've improved their reading level 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 notches, whatever it is on the Montes and Pinel reading scale, whatever that test is.
That's great.
But when you get to see that smile kind of drum up across that child's face when they realize that they've improved their reading level and they're proud of it, and they probably didn't even realize that that was something that they were working on during the summer because they were having fun reading a story back to their reading buddy, that smile is what I like looking for. And then knowing that they're going to go back into school in the fall ahead of where they ended up in the springtime, that's one of the best gifts I'm convinced we can give our children.
I wanted to go from there to the vocational program because I worked in a vocational school for a while, and that was really rewarding. I was wondering if you could tell me about that.
We've done a lot of vocational things. In fact, we've been doing some warehouse job training on our site over the last couple of years, and recently just kind of moved some of that off to another sister nonprofit here in town. But one of the amazing things that having as many volunteers that work with us does is it kind of opens the eyes of a lot of our volunteers that work in the business world or own their own businesses. And a lot of times they bring to us opportunities for our adults or our children to be able to come work with them for their first job. Nashville is one of those unique cities right now where you don't have to worry about job openings. There's jobs everywhere in the city. So, in fact, our staff is always kind of preaching that there is no excuse to not have a job in Nashville. So many job openings here. So it creates a lot of really good opportunities for the young adult or the family that is in need and they're looking for consistent employment. Those bridges that we build through our volunteers, a lot of times when that person is serious about getting a job, we're able to help them with that. One of the other things that we do during the summer is we do hire interns to come and work for us during the summer. I love having college students or college-age students that are just kind of there learning some vocational things. I love hiring college students, especially the ones that are interested in child education because they can work in our academic program during the summer, and those become really good opportunities for them to get their feet wet. And then we also hire our teenagers as interns during the summer, and I love watching those light bulbs kind of go off in their mind where they start talking about they would like to be a school teacher or they would like to do this or they would like to do that.
Wondering if you could tell us any particular success stories that stood out to you, either with the kids or teenagers or anything that stands out to you.
There's always success stories. Sadly, there's always sad stories as well. We try to...
Yes.
We survive the sad stories because we've, like any other organization that does what we do, we've had to bury a lot of our teenagers over the years. And a lot of them, they've had choices or paid the prices. But there are numerous stories right now of where there's young men and young women that are a part of the inner city church that have done time behind bars because of bad decisions that they've made. Different things like that. So I always call those success stories. I call it a success story every single time one of our couples at church gets married, because marriage is one of those things that's almost foreign in the inner city community. All of the time that God created marriage, but then to me it's an incredible success because many times if one of our families decides to get married, they're probably going to give up some of the benefits that they would normally enjoy by being a single and just shacking up with somebody instead of getting married. Some of their benefits, some of their food stamps, some of, you know, whatever it is that they receive, a lot of times those get cut. And so that transition for a lot of our families is really difficult. The transition of going to work on a daily basis is really difficult because people haven't grown up with that. I could tell you stories of our young, I'm scared to say young adults because they're really not young adults right now. We've got one of our former young adults, one of our former teenagers that is, I would have to go look at her last email to see what she's ranked in the Navy right now, but she's way up there. She's probably one of the highest ranked females in the United States Navy right now, but she grew up with us and still comes back home, still comes to church whenever she's in town. She's based in Washington, D.C. nowadays.
Uh-huh.
We've had one of our young adults that graduated from the Magnet School system here in Nashville that went on to graduate from Belmont University and then was appointed by President Obama. I forget exactly what the position was, but it was a presidential appointee inside the Department of Education. Now, she still works with the Department of Education, but I think she's moved to Mississippi in the last couple of years. But very successful students. And a lot of times, the problem isn't, can our children be successful? A lot of times, the problem is, are we willing, when we look at our children, do we either label them or do we limit them by what our perception of them is? Our children just simply need to be challenged to go and do what's right. I know you can do it. I have faith that you can do it. You may not have seen anybody else in your family over the last 3 or 4 generations that finished school, that went to college. College is almost a past thought for most of our children. It's not dream. It's not even, for many of them, it's not even an option. And inside our public school system in Nashville, they're really not being equipped to go to college anymore. If they go to college, most of them almost automatically have to start back in remedial classes just to catch up where they're supposed to be. And so that's foreign to a lot of them. So when we find children that are exceptional like that, to me, it's very important to, you know, wrap your arms around them and really encourage them and push them to go as far as they possibly can. At the same time, you have to encourage those that aren't going to be able to take those routes and encourage them to go the vocational route, to go to the military, you know, whatever the case may be, so that they teach them that there's plenty of good jobs. You don't have to go to college to get a good job.
Wow.
There's plenty of good, high-paying jobs in the electrical industry or the construction industry or the plumbing industry or whatever the case may be. And so just encouraging them. The biggest hurdle for them is just the idea of getting up at 6 or 7 or 8 o'clock every morning and going to work. Because they've not seen that model before them. And honestly, that's one of the best things that our volunteers can share with our children when they interact with them in the after-school programs each night, is telling them about their work day. If that becomes normal, that I got up and I go to work 5 or 6 days a week. And so that's one of the great things that our volunteers model for our students.
If I said to you, Todd, I want to be a part of what you're doing, say I lived in the Nashville area, how could I help out?
They can contact us. Probably the best way is with the phone numbers or the email addresses that are certainly on our website. We will get people plugged in. We'll assign them to one of our learning centers. I always remind them you're going to be working in groups with our children. We never put anybody in a one-on-one situation with our children. But then there may be somebody that's interested in working with families or older people as well. And so I encourage them to contact us through that. There's also ways to give or donate online. That's important to us as well.
But yes,
important to us more than anything is helping that person that is coming to us to understand that we're not just here doing a good thing, meeting physical needs or academic needs. There's plenty of other nonprofits out there that are doing that. Our ultimate goal is connect that child and that family to a place where they can belong spiritually. The best gift that we can give our children is a Christian household.
What is your website again?
www.innercityministry.org.
We wanted to thank you, Todd, for coming on. We really appreciate what you're doing. And I just wanted to tell everybody real quickly, you can go to our website. It's www.mynm.org. But we really appreciate you, Todd, for joining us. And thank you very much. And God bless you with your work at Nashville Inner City Ministry.
Same to you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
hope you've enjoyed this, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you. I'll bring